This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We have an update this morning on a journey to Nepal. NPR's John Nielsen traveled there 5 years ago for an NPR National Geographic radio expedition. He was reporting on the Terai Ark Project, a promising effort to save that nation's endangered species. John rode into the jungle on an elephant with a team trying to find and capture a rare one-horned rhinoceros.
There's a rhino, 20 yards ahead. 1,000 pounds, at least, with skin that looks like armor plating and a head that belongs on a dinosaur. It's looking right at me. The elephant circled the rhino.
Okay, the elephant with the shooter is moving in. Everybody's staying back. They're going to shoot it right here. Listen for the pop. Got him. They're running away. They're taking off.
That rhino was eventually captured unharmed and moved to a network of parks that had lost its rhinos to poachers. But that park system is in serious trouble due to years of fighting between government forces and Maoist insurgents. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
When I was in Nepal in 2001, the ambitious plan to rebuild the nation's enormous lowland forests appeared to be succeeding. With help from conservation groups like the World Wildlife Fund, areas that had lost their rhinos and tigers were getting them back. Tourist numbers were rising fast, and traditions like this community dance were being revived. Babu Karki, a Nepalese army major, added that poachers were being run out of the Terai Ark.
If the poaching is well controlled in those areas, protected areas, that will help the Terai Ark project, you know. And we hope this will remain like this, peaceful park.
But not long after that interview, those anti-poaching patrols began to run into trouble. Well-armed groups of Maoist rebels who'd been fighting the government since the 1990s. They were hunting the Nepalese army and not rhinos and tigers. Mengma Sherpa is director of the Eastern Himalayas program at the World Wildlife Fund.
The forest where the wildlife lives is also the best hiding place for the Maoists, for hiding their weapons, hiding themselves.
Sherpa says the Maoists weren't doing the poaching, but when they chased the army out, the poachers poured in, seeking valuable rhino horns and organs. More of these hunters arrived in 2004 after an insurgent group detained and assaulted a rhino tracking team. That prompted conservation groups to all but pull out of the region. Recently, the Maoists agreed to a ceasefire with the government that allowed conservation groups to return to the region and conduct wildlife surveys. In Bardia National Park, Mengma Sherpa says they found that 67 of the 70 rhinos had apparently been killed by poachers.
This really alarmed us that there's a serious problem of poaching that took place during the Maoist insurgency in Nepal.
Eric Dinnerstein, the chief scientist at the World Wildlife Fund, says the speed with which these rhinos were wiped out puts a spotlight on a vexing question faced by conservationists working in strife-torn countries all over the world.
How did these ambitious, large-scale restoration projects for large mammals survive and prosper in the midst of a civil war?
Dinnerstein says one lesson from the Terai Ark Project is that conservationists must build good relationships with local people. He thinks that happened in Nepal, and as a result, the damage, while considerable, wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. There are still rhinos left in some areas, and the forests are in pretty good shape. That means they have a chance to start over.
We know how to achieve success in restoring rhinos and tigers, and we'll just repeat that. It's just we got knocked back a little bit.
Dinnerstein's colleague, Mengma Sherpa, adds another point. The Maoists seem to have realized that, politically at least, it's a good idea to be on the side of the rhinos.
The poaching of rhinos probably affected the credibility of the Maoists themselves. I mean, they don't want to be all the bad guys either. They want to show good side of them as well.
Sherpa says anti-poaching units recently began patrolling parks like Bardia again. So far, none have been attacked by Maoist rebels. For Radio Expeditions, this is John Nielsen, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR and the National Geographic Society. For links to the original stories about the Terai Arc, visit npr.org/radioexpeditions.